Hi, this is Leading With Your Feminine Self with me, Mel Urquhart, the podcast where I discuss all things that have led me to who I am as a woman to date. With a background in fitness and holistic well-being, I explore how life situations have shaped me along the way. Join me each and every week when I discuss topics and issues that I and other women have encountered along the journey. Each week, we'll be discussing topics that have had an impact in the lives of women and how it has helped shape their feminine identity. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Leading With Your Feminine Self. It is me, Mel Urquhart, back for another exciting episode with you. I had a fantastic bank holiday weekend. I got to see some of my amazing family, but more importantly, I had time for myself. Spent some amazing quality time with my friends. It was their birthday and my birthday was coming up, so we got to really have some fun, and it was just what the doctor ordered. When you're busy doing your day-to-day routine, you forget what you need sometimes just to reconnect with yourself, and that is what I did this weekend, and my goodness, I had a blast. So I am back, raring to go, to talk about things that I feel are so beneficial to myself and to you, of course. Now, you know that I use this time to thank everybody that's downloaded, streamed, subscribed, commented, reviewed about the podcast. It's been really appreciated. I have to say that because there are so many podcasts out there, and to have you tuning in every week, engaging with me, coming back time and time again, is truly a blessing. So I am grateful, and I don't like to go a single episode without thanking each and every one of you for listening. Hearing your comments, your feedbacks, your topic suggestions are just brilliant, and it gives me motivation to come back every week and give you another juicy installment. In today's episode, I'll be delving into the transformative power of positive affirmations and how they can harness self-love and success in everyone. Let's get into this week's topic. A few areas I want to discuss today are understanding positive affirmations, embracing self-love and empowerment, cultivating success and abundance, and leading with authority and impact. I'll probably throw in a few more in there as I do, but let's just go with those for now. Let me explain what positive affirmations are. They are positive loaded phrases or statements that can be used to challenge unhelpful or negative thoughts. People can use these positive affirmations to motivate themselves, encourage positive changes in their life, or boost their self-esteem. As we know, negative self-talk and negative affirmations can be the bane of many people's lives. I know that I've experienced having negative self-talk, negative self-beliefs that have held me back and hindered me from going for what I wanted in life. So when I came across affirmations, they're a beautiful way of reaffirming who I was and who I chose to be going forward. The mind doesn't actually know what's true or not. Positive affirmations can be a powerful tool to reprogram your subconscious mind and make a more positive mindset. There are some amazing things that you can do to really help positive affirmations be effective. Identifying the negative beliefs, identifying the negative self-talk or beliefs that you want to change. Once you've identified the habits that you want to break, you can use the affirmations to stop these bad habits. The pain is a kind of habit that you need to break in a neurological sense. Affirmations are typically positive, optimistic statements we use to create or use those that others have created to resonate for us. You can do them once a day, as many times as you like, but that helps the neuroplasticity to reinforce these and, in essence, take the neuroscience of your mind to another level. What this does is it fires up your neural pathways and makes changes to those areas of your brain that make you feel happy and positive. And when you have those vibrations, when you have that energy, it increases your health determination. Various studies have also confirmed that affirmations decrease health deteriorating stress, increase the amount of exercise people do, help you to eat more fruit and vegetables, and achieve more academically. So affirmations have a holistic well-being for you overall. When you affirm that you can do something or can behave a certain way, instinctively, subconsciously, your body responds accordingly. I had a particular client and she did not like working out, but she wanted to change her shape and feel confident about herself. She hated pushing through the pain barrier. That barrier where you want to do it, but your body's telling you one thing and your mind is telling you one thing, especially in the beginning, your body can give in. So this particular day, we were working out, we had a certain routine and she was giving it her best. She genuinely was. But I could also see the mental battle battle with herself and her body. She wasn't pushing through. She wasn't winning the battle. She was cursing in Italian and she was cursing in Polish, and sometimes she even cursed in English because she really didn't like the pain her body was going through. I would say to her, you can say what you like to me, but you have to say to yourself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to see the results. I said, come on, say it, I can do this, I'm going to get through this, and I will see the results. And she kept saying it, and I started saying to her, keep saying it. Ultimately, she pushed through to the point that she would want to keep going. She would do exercises at home. She was so committed to the outcome because it gave her positive self-esteem, and it also affected her confidence. Now, that is just a small example of how you can use your mind to empower you to keep going. Using the positive affirmations, declaring over your mind is a next level of power. When you affirm something, when you use the power of your words, you are speaking over yourself. And I'm a believer, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whether you believe it or not, your body and your energy will respond accordingly. I do it for myself. There are times when I don't feel like working out. I don't want to get out of my bed and go to the gym. I don't want to get out of my bed and go swimming. I don't want to get out of my bed and go for that jog. I'd rather stay in and be cozy and comfortable. Who wouldn't? If keeping your body in shape was just a mental thing, we would all have an amazing toned body if it was just as simple as thinking about it. But we have to do the work. When I first started doing affirmations, I didn't actually believe what I was saying because they didn't seem true to me. What I had to look at were the things that I appreciated about myself. And even if I didn't appreciate it, the way that I'd been perceived by others, what did people say about me? They would say, Mel, you've got a positive energy. Mel, you have a zest for life. So I started saying, I'm a positive person. I'm able to act in a positive, loving way and is received by the world around me. I live the life that I love and I love the life that I live. That became a mantra to me. I then started to see things in my life that I loved more, and I began to receive it more. Saw it more, I received it more. Life started to show up for me the minute I began to see the beauty in the strength of who I was and appreciated my person and my contribution to my environment as well. If at first things seem fake, the saying fake it till you make it, I'm not really sure how I feel about that because I don't think it's a faking it. I think it's reaffirming what you want to see in your life. I definitely believe that we have to have an expectation of how we want ourselves to be seen and how we want our life to be. So our aspirations have to be included in our affirmations. We've all heard about women who use affirmations on a daily basis to overcome certain situations, to break down self-limiting beliefs and embrace their full potential. If you look at most successful women, they have affirmations in their daily practice, in their routine, because this reinforces their mindset of success and abundance. I've said this before and I strongly believe in it. When there are women that you appreciate their success, look at their patterns, their routines. What do they do to sustain that mindset? How do they reinforce themselves and their beliefs to keep going, to pursue their goals and to achieve what it is that they want? I have women that I know who use biblical scriptures. They declare and decree over their life using scripture on a daily basis, part of their meditation and journaling routine. That is what they do. There are women that affirm in the mirror before they get ready for work, before they step out into their day, before they give to others, they pour into themselves and they determine and they affirm that this is how their day is going to be. These are the things that they're going to see in their life, what they expect to receive. They're very intentional. That gives a real strong indication of the person's strength of mind and the growth in the mindset, because there's going to be setbacks, there's going to be challenges. However, if you focus on your mind, you work on it in a way that gives you strength. Negating imposter syndrome and doubt. These are things that can be overcome when you have positive affirmations. The general interpretation of imposter syndrome is when we don't believe we should have what we have. We feel that people can see that we are not worthy to be in the position that we are. Now, when we have self-talk, it can be negative. Negative self-talk is the little voice in your head that makes you doubt who you are, your capability, your potential, your right to be in certain circumstances and situations. It can hold you back because I know it held me back at times. That voice that nobody can hear but you can really hinder you if we let it. Affirmations can be an absolute weed killer because they put out the doubt. They don't silence them completely, but they silence them a bit more. And if not for a long time, just enough to get you through the door to do what you need to do. Especially when I first started doing my workshops, I had that talk of, do you even know what you're doing? Are you able to do it? Do you have the ability to provide the service that's being asked for? Especially when I went into a room and people were looking at me expecting me to deliver. I had to feel confident that I could do it. So I had to talk to myself. May it be that kind of cheerleader, that ringside person. You know when you're in a boxing ring and you've got your coach on the sideline saying, come on, champ, you can do it, you can do it. That's how I would have to be. I think we all have to be our biggest cheerleader, to be fair. To be that person, to remind ourselves that we can do it. We're not asking to be perfect. We are asking to be competent and able to move through the fear anyway. And I genuinely believe that statement by Louise Hayes, feel the fear and do it anyway. Fear's not going to go away. You hear some of the biggest performers, the biggest speakers in the world say they feel fear. It even gives them the adrenaline sometimes to keep going until they're excited and still passionate about their craft and their mastery. Don't be afraid of fear. Don't let fear keep you from going through and pushing it out of the way to get you to where you want to be. Before I go into any situation, I give myself a little chat. Okay, honey, we're going to go into this situation right now. I know you got what it takes. Just take your time, go and do it, and just show them who you are. Go and be your best self. Go and shine brightly in that room because you have what you need to be where you are right now. Those are just some of the brief conversations I have with myself. Sometimes it can be a whole morning or on my way to the situation before the phone call. Your gut can start churning and your mind can start playing up, creating scenarios that may or may not even happen. I've had to say to myself, calm down. It's gonna be okay. You've got this. You could do this. That's working around the negative thoughts. I am not gonna sit here and say negative thoughts never happen. They'll never happen again once you start affirmations. That's a lie. Every situation brings a different set of experiences, feelings, and emotions. That's just part of who we are. However, it's creating those strategies to put in place, be able to punch that negative thought just to get it out of the way. Leading with authenticity. I feel that women have to lead with authenticity and genuine and honesty about who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, you're not necessarily going to be sure of how you're able to show up. And that is a journey. It's not just an automatic arrival. Through experiences and challenges, we will figure out who our authentic self is, what worked for us, what didn't work for us. But that gives your purpose meaning. The part of that personal and professional life journey that you go through, you are able to find out who the true you is, who the authentic fundamental essence of you is. I encourage you to look at daily affirmations. I encourage you to cultivate a practice of daily affirmation, self-affirmation, as a tool of self-care, growth, and empowerment. This is a fantastic way to cultivate it for you, uniquely as you are. There are certain words that will make you feel good, certain words that won't. Be honest what you need to hear about yourself. Be honest to design what works for you. Even ask some of your friends, what are my qualities? What do you think that I have? What's some of my best characteristics? What stands out about me when I walk into a room? To be honest, I tell you what also helped me. A thing that I used to support that initial research was a SWOT analysis. That's a strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat analysis. That's looking at different areas of your personality and how you engage with people. So it could be your friends, family, work colleagues, and also how you see yourself. So what I did is I picked somebody for each of those groups, asked them to support me on that, came away with it, and was able to pick the common denominators in each area that I could then go back, define some of my affirmations, and look how I could encourage myself to bring in an inherited power and potential about myself to be resilient, to create that female within me who I wanted to be, to have that understanding of what worked for me and what didn't work for me, how I was showing up with my colleagues, how I was showing up with my friends, with my family, and also how I saw myself. So it gave a full 360 view of Melissa in the world as she's experienced by various people that, you know, I love, trust, and spend my time with. I know I've given you a lot to think about in this session. I appreciate you getting this far in the podcast. I'm pretty sure you're going to have some nuggets to take away, reflect on, and maybe incorporate in some way. Let me recap on what I discussed. So we talked about affirmations and what they are. We talked about how they can benefit your subconscious mind and show up in your reality. Also touched upon the importance of it. We touched upon how it can be used to create success and abundance, how it can be used to put imposter syndrome and self-doubt at bay. And finally, looking at how to use it to cultivate an authentic self, how to affirm the woman that you are and who you choose to be going forward. I really hope some of these tips helped you. But before I leave, as always, I'm going to give you three questions to think about. Firstly, if you've used affirmations before, how did it benefit you and do you still use it today? Alternatively, if you haven't used affirmations before, would you start now and what areas would you like to affirm a different scenario? Secondly, I encourage you to create four different affirmations, one for each area of your life where you feel you would like to develop, and repeat them morning and night for a period of time until you see the difference. And finally, if you have done affirmations, it's been a little while, when you get back in it, it may feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I encourage you to push through the uncomfortable and really appreciate the authentic you that you're creating. Because if you don't speak love, prosperity and abundance over your life to be an authentic you, nobody else will. So I encourage you to try your best to cultivate affirmations. Speak over your life how you want it to be and the things you want to achieve. I'm really sure that you'll benefit it greatly. Thank you for tuning in with me this week on Leading With Your Feminine Self. I, of course, have been your host, Mel Herkert. Feel free to comment and leave any feedback on the Google form below, as well as the voice note link that's available. I can also be found on Garden of Self on all social media platforms. As always, you can head over to our website, www.gardenofself.co.uk, and look at some of our products. As always, it's been a pleasure for allowing me to be in your ear. I'll be back with you next week to discuss another topic. And until then, take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Leading With Your Feminine Self. I've been your host, Mel Urquhart. Please stay tuned and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook, all under Garden of Self. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments and I'll look to add them into future episodes. Be sure to follow and leave a review on Apple or Spotify. This podcast was a production of Garden of Self and was produced by The Podcast Boutique.